that song is so hard to play.
102.9 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Okay, maybe he wasn't whining all that much.
Genesis keyboard player Tony Banks is 69 years old today. And in the recording studio, it is different than out on stage. Effects-wise, volume-wise. And from Abacab in 1981, the Genesis song that is very difficult for Tony Banks to play is Man on a Corner. Here's Tony Banks.
I think it's the most difficult song to play on stage for two reasons. One is because the particular sound required is one of those ones where if you touch a note, it sustains at full volume. So if you play a bum note, then it comes out just as loud as the original note. And the other thing is that it's blindingly difficult to work out where the first beat of the bar is. It sounds deceptively simple, but it's incredibly difficult. In fact, all the members of the group had a different first beat of the bar. But I had to think of it the way that Phil originally wrote it, because every change occurred on the first beat of the bar. But it's the one place in the drum box rhythm where there's no beat, and that makes it very difficult.
There. Everybody got all that? Oh, by the way, the song Abacab and album Abacab, A-B-A-C-A-B, are the notes in the song Abacab. Did you know that? Oh, you did. And, Randy Bachman has a documentary that's out. It's just called Bachman. It just came out yesterday on DVD, iTunes, Prime Video, and Google Play. And he was wondering why there's so much other things coming out, like Queen, Motley Crue, Elton John. He wondered why him?
I kept saying, who cares about me and who cares about seeing what I've done? And they said, well, never mind, you've got fans out there. And then you don't look at the competition. I mean, I'm on the road touring now. Am I going to stay home because Aerosmith's back on the road or Lynyrd Skynyrd? You just go out and do your thing. And you got to stomp these guys. It's a bar fight.
Yeah, you tell them there, Randy Bachman. He just wrapped up a run of dates with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he is going to resume his tour in June.
Rock Gossip, 6:25 and 8:25 every morning. 102.9 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.